This podcast is for mature audience only. Once you have confirmed you are mature, ask yourself, are you in the correct space physically and mentally to hear my pettiness, corny jokes, colorful language, and quote-unquote wokeness? I am not for speakerphone or work. All of this is for entertainment purposes only. I implore you to do your research, consult your spirit teams, and or other professionals before co-signing to my opinions. Now that our expectations align, get in line with Moments and Q.
Hey, hi, it's me, Mama Q. I welcome you to Moments in Q. In Q today, who is Mama Q and Tales of Mini-Me? All right, hey y'all, happy Mother's Day. So at first, how I was going to do this episode, I was going to make it an ASMR episode. And wow, I had to redo it before I even did it because I literally was going to call it Trauma from Your Mama. And I was going to like unpack some of the things that has gone on with me. So it was going to be a trigger warning. And I decided against it. I had to scrap it because on this Mother's Day, I don't like to bring up horrible shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people do that for Father's Day and or Mother's Day. And I don't like either one. On this day, I can only imagine the many, the many emotions that you could be going through. You know, some of us have our mothers who are not here on this physical plane. We also might have our mothers who we are not physically able to be with, be it if they're in the hospital, locked up, or we unfortunately just might not be super close to them, estranged, you know. Different things like that. And I did not want to add on to the emotions that someone might be going through. Additionally, we have women out here who want to be mothers so flipping badly. And for whatever reason, they can't be. And this could be a moment for them or moms who might be going through things being a mom, period. So many emotions. And of course, we have good things to celebrate about us being moms, the stepmoms with the bonus children, you know, all of this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that. So what I want to do today is tell y'all how I became a mama. I'm going to leave in the good bits for it, in hopes of making y'all laugh. Unfortunately, becoming a mama has been started off being triggering for me. So I am going to only give you the good bits about it. And of course, I want to encourage all you mothers out here that you are doing the best that you can. If you ever think that you're a shitty mom, you are not, okay? I go through that where every year I'm just like, she chose me. And I think, oh my gosh, I could be doing so much better. I don't like that I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And my therapist reminds me that my daughter is safe. She's healthy. She is in a great loving environment. It's good for her mental. There's no abuse at all. Ashe to that. So yeah, she's doing great. And then I call my daughter my mini-me, and oh gosh, my mini-me is silly just like me. So I'm going to give y'all tales of mini-me, little quotes, conversations that we've had over the years, and then I'm going to wrap it up. So I hope you enjoy your Mother's Day, and yeah. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that I missed the opportunity to have a pun talking about wrapping up. Clearly I didn't because I'm a mom. Yeah, no rim shots today because oh my gosh, it'll be too many. All right, so how Mama Q came to be. Oh my goodness. This is embarrassing, but funny. Embarrassing because it's like, how did I not know the basic science of having a baby, right? Look, y'all know I live in Memphis, Tennessee, so I don't know if they purposely left out that, but yeah, it was embarrassing. So first of all, I found out that I was a mother on Mother's Day. Like dead ass, I found out I was a mother on Mother's Day in 2006, and I was in denial about being pregnant. Obviously, I know where babies come from, but here's the embarrassing part. I did not know that it requires ovulation. I felt so, well, at the time I felt so dumb because I don't know if it's because the environment I grew up thinking that every time, you know, your egg drops or whatever like that. I was never given the birds and the bees in details. I just knew a period means that you can now get pregnant. I didn't learn anything else about it. Nobody told me that. Okay. So I was under the impression that I wasn't ovulating. Clearly I was wrong. And I remember getting off the subway and oh my gosh, this lady was like, "Happy Mother's Day," and tried to give me a rose. I'm like, "I'm not a mother." She was like, "Well, maybe you know somebody who is one." And maybe a couple weeks later, yeah, I talked to what they call it, the ceramic god. And that's when I learned, and I was still in denial. So at the time I was in college and I went to the doctor and I told the nurse my last period and she started to count. I was like, "No, my period is coming up in 2 days." Gave me a pregnancy test. "Congratulations, you're pregnant." Y'all, I had already taken like 3 pregnancy tests by then and I was just continued to be in denial. But yeah, once I got the paper from the doctor, found out that I was having myself a little mini me. And wow, here we are. Well, got pregnant in 2006, but she's 16. So here we are 16 years later and she is almost out the door and she is just like me from the looks to the way she act. There's this meme out there that I'm hoping that y'all can relate to. This is I don't beat her, but trying to beat the you out of your child. That explains it so perfectly. So I remember when I gave birth to her, we were born on the same day. What else? Oh, and at the same hospital. And it was so ironic that the doctor who, pushed her, well, not help, but the doctor who helped deliver her into the world. Oh my gosh. I didn't know her, but many, many years before she graduated from the same college that I did, like, oh my gosh, it was meant to be. And her name has, it has sentimental value and meaning to me. My name, I'm not going to share that, but my name, I kind of don't like it because as I'm pretty sure I mentioned before, to me, it's quote unquote ghetto and nobody can ever pronounce it. And I don't like it. And so this one, I was like, I'm going to put my time and effort into it. And people still mispronounce her name. So heck on my face. But yeah, her coming into the world. Oh my gosh, y'all. This is where it gets just a little graphic as far as the description. Not triggering. Well, maybe it can be. And I don't mean to use that word lightly, but let me tell you, like every time I think about giving birth, I just want to hold my stomach. Shout out to y'all who can have multiple children. And some of y'all do it without drugs. Like, bravo. I mean, sorry. Brava to y'all. Because so when I was pushing, mind you, I didn't go to Lamaze class. So my cousin, she was there and she explained to me, "Act like you're taking a number two." And they helped me push my mini me out. And they tried to put a mirror in front of me. So I didn't believe in waxes then. So you can all imagine how that looked. And seeing a head full of hair out. Oh my gosh, baby, no. So seeing that just, oh, I was basically get the mirror away from me. Ew, like that is not. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is about to be a boy. I got all this pink and everything because I wanted a girl and I'm so happy that that's what I got. And so it's a girl and I was crying. I'm a mama. I'm a mama. I'm a mama. And so like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And every year for her birthday, I remember like the day before, this is the day before she came into the world, and the day of, like, oh my gosh. And I'm sure y'all can relate to that, is that, you know, again, to see this little tiny person mature into a human being, and this person similar to you, it's just, and I can't, well, this is my, well, okay, this is something that I subscribe to. I don't, I guess I could say that's a belief, but an auntie of mine has said some years ago that the babies are always going to come into the world. It's the fathers that you don't know. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but I don't know. That kind of resonated with me, because of just how much similar she is to me. And of course, because of my spirituality, and I've had readings before how we have been into the life together multiple times. And so that's just like, oh, it's like she chose me again. We chose each other to live this life again. So I always mess with her and like, you know, I hope you choose me again. She's like, mama, this is the last time I am going to be in this life with you. And that makes me a little sad. Even more so, like I said, 16, almost out of the door, going through the teenage phase, like, oh my God, and dealing with that. But I'm lucky that I do have some support around to help me get through it and stuff. And I just keep pushing and trying to do the best that I can with what I got. But like I said, there are those moments when I feel like I'm not doing enough and I just want to break down and cry and be like, I suck as a parent. And then I'll call my little sis and she'll give me the encouragement that I need. And I'm like, okay, I got this. I got this. So that's what it was to, oh, and before I leave this segment, let me tell you another thing that's so embarrassing is that I read the book, So You're Pregnant. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. It's, I can't remember, so many years ago. And I learned that us that have ovaries, fallopian tubes, all that or whatever. Well, oh yeah, ovaries, is that we are the one who decides how many children come into our world, because, you know, we drop one egg a month and sometimes, you know, we can drop more, which is where twins come from. And then the sperm is what chooses the baby, male or female. And I'm like, what? Why is it that I learned that 16 years ago? Mind blowing. Okay, so that's pretty much it about me being Mama Q. The next one, like I said, well, the next Q coming up will be me telling you about some stories about her. See, I knew this stuff was gonna come in handy. All right, here we go. Tales of Mini-Me. Oh, it's so many. I don't know the year that this happened, but I don't know the years. I didn't write them down, but here we go. Mama, here. She hands me the Vaseline. And I say, I don't need it. And she says, well, it's here in case you need it. And she left the Vaseline next to me and walks away. Next one. What? Oh, no, not that one. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is all freestyle, y'all. Y'all be all right. Let me see. Oh, she said, oh, okay. She said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 24 years older than you. She said, 33 and a half. I said, no, 33 and three quarters. September is right around the corner. She said, oh, it is. She walks away. Is it this corner? She walks away. What about this corner? let's see. No, not that one. Liz. Oh, I remember this one. She was like, I have a proclamation. And I said, what? A proclamation? I said, okay. What does that mean? She said, an announcement. And I showed the definition to her. I gave her a high five. She said, told you. And I was like, where you learned that from? Sesame Street. Here's another one. We were at this local sushi restaurant and I asked her, I was like, you got everything? She said, I got you. That's all I need. Let's see. Okay. What is a migration? And I said, what did they tell you it means in school? She said, "This child in my class has migrations." I said, "Migraine?" She said, "Oh, migraines. What's that?" Let's see. Oh. She said, "My aunt must think I'm Popeye." So I was like, "Huh?" She's like, "My aunt must think my hair is Popeye. She puts all this grease in my hair." And I laughed at her. And I was like, and then she said, "Moisturizer, grease, leave-in condition." Let's see. What else? What else? That's not important. Oh, we had a conversation about tailgating. And she was like, "What's tailgating?" I was like, "When you walk around and look at people." Well, I'm doing that right now. Looks around at me and her grandma. And she was like, "Mama, you always tailgating." And I was like, "Come on, tell me what tailgating is." Oh, okay. A few more. She said, "I love you." No, I said, "I love you." And she said, "If you love me, you will love me for who I am." And she said, "If I'm musty, you would get nose protection." Then let's see, talked about the Louisiana Purchase. So I said the Louisiana Purchase. And she was like, "I heard of that." I said, "You have?" She said, "Yeah, George Jefferson purchased it." I said, "George Jefferson?" She said, "Yeah." I'm like, "He's from the show The Jeffersons." Then she said, "Well, George Washington or Thomas Jefferson?" Let's see. Oh, okay. This one, she was singing Amazing Grace, and she said, "A wench like me." I said, "A wretch." She said, "A what?" I said, "A wretch." She said, "Now they're calling people tools from the toolbox." I said, "No, not a wrench, a wretch." The next day, she was like, "A wench like me." I said, "Wrench." She said, "A wretch like me." I said, "Oh, much better." Let me see. Did I have any more? Because I feel like there should be some more, but I guess not. But as you can hear, hopefully you can hear that she's just as blunt as I am. And what else? She's just all the way out there. She doesn't have a filter, and I encourage that because I don't feel like she should have it at all. I found some more. Okay, just a few more. There'll be puns, but before and this is her in middle school. So I think the ones I told you was her in elementary. There's not that much of her anymore in high school. It kind of like hurts me a little bit at the core, but I never realized how kids say the darnest things. So, what I can do is I'll give y'all some one-liners because, you know, like on Sundays, I like to encourage you. So this is these are some quotes from Minnie. "I'm not self-absorbed. I just love myself very much." Another one, she said, "If you put soda in the oven, you can have baking soda." This was some stuff that when she gets to that age, let's see, a middle school, we had to have that birds and the bees talk, but I'm not going to go into that one. Wow, I thought she did some more. All right, let me go on Facebook real quick. Just a few more, and then that'll be it for this one. Because like I said, like, it's going to be on my list of things in the future to, this is my favorite one. Yeah. It's going to be a list of things that I would love to write a book because that shit is hilarious. So, all right, this is from 2020. I told her, "Don't curse in your phone. I told your ass about cursing." She said, "It stands for beautiful individual that correct hoes." I said, "You cursed again." She said, "No, I did not." And I said, "What are hoes?" And she said, "Hypocrites on earth society. Duh, mama." And I was like, and then she said, "You got to get with the times, mama. These acronyms aren't what you think. WTF is what the fun yuns, and AF is short for Aflac." I was like, that is fast. In all seriousness, stop cursing on your phone. And I took her phone. All right, this is the last one because, oh my gosh. Okay, this was in 2022 and this will be the last one for real. So she said, "Now that I'm working, I can pay your UTI bill." I was like, "What? Your UTI bill?" I'm like, "UTI stands for urinary tract infection. What's the name of the Memphis lies and robbery bill you complain about? Utility bill, aka electricity?" "Oh yeah, those folks. Yeah, once I get paid, I could put some change on the bill." I was like, thanks. So again, as we know from TV shows that kids say the darnest things. So I hope that that made you laugh. One more, my outro, and then that'll be it. In conclusion, I can understand how you might listen to this and be like, Mama Q, that was trash. And guess what? I don't give a fuck because, again, I am proud and thankful that my mini-me chose me. And I just don't want to be a Debbie Downer on Mother's Day. For me, Mother's Day can be a very sore topic. I don't even call the woman that gave birth to me my mother. That, I mean, I literally call her the woman that gave birth to me. And I know that there's a lot of people who believe, and they have every right to believe what they want to believe, that family is everything. And of course, you only get one parent. And that's all well and dandy. But me personally, the way that I felt like the woman that gave birth to me over the years has treated me has lost the title of being able to be my mom. Therapy is helping me get through it a lot. Like I said, I was going to go into extreme details, and it's just not worth it. Again, nobody consented but my therapist to hear that. And that's not what that's for at all. It's about me. This podcast, like, as my boo thing, Love My Motherfucking Life says, is therapeutic to me. I don't know. I just like to make people laugh and just share shit. But that's not what it's for. I don't mind having my moments of being vulnerable, but just unloading the dirty laundry and like on this day, like, no, I don't need to add on to the mess. That others could be going through and add on to their emotions. So yeah, there we go. But I like to write poetry, you know? And so there's something that I wrote some years ago, and I feel like I've given y'all a whole lot of encouragement, but I want to give you some more. So let me see if I can find it. Okay. Here's two things, and then that'll be it. Being a mom is having no privacy even in the bathroom, having awkward conversations, deleting tons of selfie pictures, yelling, laughing, crying, hugging, kissing, embarrassing your child by dabbing and hitting the folks. That lets you know how long ago that was, y'all. Smoking in lieu of whippings as punishment, trying to do hair but hearing your child say, nah, let someone else do it. Spending money, having cold feet on your back, enjoying the memories of her childhood because one day she will grow up. Children that feel sad today, hugs. Moms that feel sad today, hugs. Women that want to celebrate today but can't, hugs. Hugs all around. And one last one. I'm going to finish my education no matter how long it takes. I'm going to work two jobs to provide because I left him. He left me. We were never together. We are not co-parenting, or we are. I'm going to stay at home because it is the right thing to do. I'm going to work and contribute to the fam because it's the right thing to do. I'm going to breastfeed because it's the right thing to do. I'm going to formula feed because it's the right thing to do. I'm going to whip because it's the right thing to do. I'm not going to whip because it's the right thing to do. We did it all right. Marriage, then baby. We did it, then baby. Is that all right? As mamas, we do the best we can. We make memories, birth you and mother to the end. The least you can do is let us sleep in or prepare our favorite drink. or prepare our favorite beverage to drink again. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to listen to my antics and or encouragement. If you desire more moments in Q, you can follow my IG and TikTok, Hey Hi Q. Want to support my black small business? You can visit my website, heyhiq.com, for products and services. Hey Hi Q is spelled HAYHIQUEUE. Donate to the podcast on my Buzzsprout page, Moments and Q. You can read this episode's transcript on my Buzzsprout page as well. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and share this episode on whichever platform you are listening to, and tell all your other adult friends. You can email me to give me an AAR or to become my pen pal. My email is mamaq@heyhiq.com. Don't worry, all of these call to actions are listed in the show notes. Never forget, I'm way too busy to ever DM you first talking about your ancestors sent for me. They didn't, and neither did I. Laters.